There have been subtle signs that New York's top official favors green. Andrew Cuomo's remark, "We have 100-year floods every 2 years now," as well as his view of Hurricane Sandy as evidence that climate change is a reality and extreme weather a new normal, saw him gaining favor among those who claim to have nature's best interests at heart. But some environmental activists are scratching their heads, wondering why Cuomo nixed legislation that would have boosted the bottle bill. Is the governor veering from what has been perceived as an environmentalist track? Dan Hendrick is spokesman for the New York League of Conservation Voters.
We definitely had sought more money just generally for the Environmental Protection Fund because a few years ago there was legislation passed to bring it up to $300 million. And if that legislation were still in place and that was passed before the financial meltdown in 2008, we would be at $300 million now and we're at about $134.
Hendrick says, all things considered, Cuomo's having and maintaining that $134 million is an accomplishment, given various program cuts and the sour economy. Governor Cuomo's office responded to a request for comment by emailing a single-page copy of Veto Number 176. The activists suggest Cuomo is holding back because he deals with the EPF in his forthcoming budget plan. Again, Dan Hendrick.
But what's interesting in his veto message says that he's committed to the Environmental Protection Fund, and I think he's committed to looking at ways to strengthen it.
NYPERG senior environmental associate Laura Height calls Cuomo's overall environmental record mixed.
We will be waiting to see because there are plenty of opportunities in the coming year where we'll really see whether Governor Cuomo is an environmentalist. In January, the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative is going to be meeting to review what levels of greenhouse gas emissions they're going to allow in the future. Are they going to be required to go down under that greenhouse gas initiative? New York State could play an important role in making sure that those emissions are cut dramatically. We have the upcoming decision on fracking, which is going to be in the state's hands next year.
Height says the jury is still out and adds activists would like to see the governor's actions match the rhetoric. They will get their chance in January when Cuomo gives his State of the State address and releases his budget. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.